Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It is a Tuesday, it is a match day. We are on the countdown to kick off as Liverpool play Napoli in Naples. I am Paul Machin and I'm joined by Ben Kelly for this one. Ben, excited?
Yes, I am excited. It's been a little while since I've been on here. And it's been a while since I've been partnered with you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we've just done a Reds News Roundup show, which is going to be on the redmentv.com very shortly. But before we plough into the news that we've got for you, right here, right now, we are partnered with The Athletic. Got a fantastic offer with them. If you go to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews, you can get 50% off your yearly subscription, in addition to starting your free 30-day trial as well. It is the home of some of the best Liverpool writing in the world right now, from the likes of James Pierce, from Simon Hughes, and a whole host of the best and brightest sports writers around the league and around the world as well. We've got an article that we're going to focus on today, which I think is particularly pertinent because of, obviously, Liverpool travelling over to Napoli, and it's about Rian Brewster. Really interesting thing, this from James Pierce. It's obviously it's a part opinion piece. But it talks about a little bit of, and I spoke about this yesterday in the news, about what The Athletic are doing really well is fleshing out the characters and the stories around it. And I really like this, that he got brought off after 15 minutes in the under-23 game. And I like that he trudged towards the touchline, a baffled look, was soon replaced by an understanding nod and a sense of excitement about what lay ahead. Ben, obviously, Neil Critchley got the call, because obviously we knew at this point about Divock Origi. Yeah. And obviously that meant that Brewster was going to get his chance to be called up. And we know he's travelled with the matchday squad. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's an exciting opportunity for him. This is probably one of the reasons perhaps that we didn't sign anybody in the summer. You know, we've got a lot of faith in this lad, and he's been sat there now. He's obviously had his injury, but he's waiting for an opportunity, and this could be it now. I don't know whether we'll see him tonight. I doubt he's going to start. Mm-hmm. But, you know, suddenly you're only one injury away from needing him in the team consistently. So, you know, look, I'm excited about it. He seems like a good exciting player. I hope he gets some minutes at some point this season, whether that's tonight or at another point.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So it gives a little bit of an insight into Brewster's character as well, because obviously he's young, he's been hyped. Mm. We were all keen to see him play in the summer, but what this article kind of does is talk a little bit about his decision making and leaving Chelsea to sign for Liverpool's academy, the fact that his dad was a lifelong Liverpool fan as well, which obviously had an impact, and how Alex Inglethorpe had him cleaning the toilets at a homeless shelter, I believe, as part of his training to make him more of a rounded human being. Really good. Go and check out The Athletic for the rest of that article, of course. Anyway, let's dive into more stuff relevant. Jürgen Klopp did his press conference yesterday ahead of the match. He was responding to what he says is a joke by his agent. His agent was reportedly saying that they're not considering a contract offer, and he alluded to the fact that, like, the British weather somehow is going to be a contributing factor in this. Jürgen basically had to say, like, right, ha ha ha, but, like, let's not joke here. Yeah. Just to be clear, no, that's not it. It's not a thing.
Yeah, I wonder whether this is something, this is like an ongoing joke between him and the agent, where Klopp genuinely does slag off the weather all the time here. Yeah. And obviously he said, you know, that doesn't affect where I choose to go. It doesn't choose where I choose to live and what jobs are taken and all that. But I wonder if on the phone half the time he's going, it's fucking shite this rain, because I'm like that half the time.
Yeah. Is it still, you're getting up and it's dark? Yeah. You're coming home and it's dark? Yeah.
My wife's complaining. Whenever I see me, it's too dark and it's too drizzly, it's too miserable. And to be fair to him, we've not had much of a summer anyway, because it just randomly decides to piss it down for an hour during the day. You know, you can't really plan your day around the weather. But it was, obviously, he came out and he did say, look, you know, it's not that serious.
Well, he said it's German humour, but obviously nobody got it. I'm completely fine with the weather. Let me spell it out. The weather has never been a reason for me to choose a city, and it's certainly not a reason for me to leave the country. And he goes on and he expands on this, because Jürgen can't give brief answers to anything. Yeah. And he talks about, look, you've heard me complain about the weather plenty of times, and apparently I'm not allowed to complain about the weather because it's not seen as the done thing to say. I don't like it being windy for a football match, which I thought was quite funny. Yeah. But yeah, he's put them to bed pretty sharpish. We've done a lot more on that on the Reds in his roundup show today, you know, and talking about, because he was also linked yesterday, which we discussed on the new show yesterday. Him and Van Dijk were linked with Real and Barcelona, which was complete nonsense, as stated. But we talked about the wider issues around that and what that means for the condition of Liverpool right now, and why it's a great advert for just how brilliant the Reds are. I very nearly forgot all about this. Ross was keen to identify this as a new story yesterday. The draw for the Club World Cup, FIFA World Club World Cup, has been done.
So we
now know the three teams that we're likely to face. It's Al Sadd, Monterrey, or
Hygiene Sports, Hygiene.
Yeah,
whatever.
Who would you rather have?
I don't care. I've heard of Monterrey.
I've heard of Al Sadd and I've heard of Monterrey. I've not heard of Al Sadd.
Where are they from? Are they Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia. I feel was that the one Xavi? But anyway, I don't know enough about them. I've certainly heard the name.
It was the most bizarre draw I've ever seen. It was basically Michael Owen for 20 minutes going, winners of match one. Winners have matched it, because that was literally what was written on the card, because they don't know. It was just really, really bizarre.
So Liverpool have spelt it out here. December the 11th, Al Sadd, AFC Champions League runners-up versus...
See, this is what I mean.
Hygiene Sport, the 14th, the second round game, Monterrey versus match winners one, AFC Champions League winners versus ES Tunis, then the fifth place playoff. The semi-finals, the Copa Libertadores versus the match day three winners. So with the match day to the match two winners, which is going to be, as in Monterrey versus the match one winners, will play us in the semi-final.
We're going to end up playing the winner of this in the final. That's the spoiler alert. That's how it's going to pan out.
Or the other game in the third place playoff.
Yeah.
So that's that. More info in
basically
December,
pay attention to who wins the Copa Libertadores, because that's probably who we're going to play to win the thing.
Yeah. Trent Alexander-Arnold has said this is just the beginning. There's so much more this team can do. The sense that our players have still to reach their full potential is something that excites Trent Alexander-Arnold, according to the Liverpool website. He's been speaking to UEFA, I think, in the Champions Journal, and it says in an interview with the Champions Journal, he said, after beating Spurs there were celebrations, but with the sense that this is literally just the beginning. There's so much more that this team can do. Nearly every player in every position is world class, and not many, if any, have hit the height that they can at their full potential, which is incredible. The manager talks about it all the time. We're still a young side, we're still learning, we need to evolve and adapt and become better. It is exciting, Ben. It is very exciting.
Yeah, very. Obviously Madrid was a great day, but as soon as we won the thing, even at the parade, like if you watch like the news packages from BBC and the parade and all that, there's a discussion straight off the bat of how this is just the start. This is the start of an era, and we discussed it loads of times on the show. How, you know, 13-14 we shone brightly but shortly. Same in 08-09. This feels very different, and it feels like that's down to the manager who's building the foundations for us to have a period of success rather than just a flash in the pan.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, and it's good that that's the feeling. It's good that they're all bought into it. Mm. Because you find out, footballers don't have a ton of original thoughts, you know what I mean? No, because you spend so much life dedicated on a thing. I think if you pour that much of your life into certain areas of your life, that's what you are, that's what you do. But it tells me that, like, you often find it's like mantras that get repeated within the squad. They start to leak out in how the players talk. It's like how you've got a vocabulary, but you only really at any given point in your day have access to a portion. So that's why you find that you might use a big word, and you'll find yourself using that same big word a lot in how you talk, because it's in like your recent memory buffer, and that's what you find with that. So I love the fact that they're bought into that. One person who thinks that Liverpool's chances are not going to be great tonight is obviously Carlo Ancelotti.
He would say that.
He has to say that, really, doesn't he? You know, he has said elsewhere that Liverpool are the team he didn't want to face, I think, for obvious reasons. I think anyone wants to get Liverpool in this. But I thought it was interesting that he's basically said, Liverpool have grown because last season gave them so much awareness. On the other hand, we've also grown because we've added more quality to the squad. It'll be a hard-fought match as we'll be facing the best team in Europe. We hope to get the same results as last season, obviously. As formation, we mustn't distort our identity and idea. We must take inspiration from the good things we've done and the problems we're faced with. Look, Napoli at home, they won't want to play us, but they will. But naturally,
they'll fancy themselves a bit.
Well, of course, they will. They're at home. They're a fantastic side. They've had some great seasons back to back in Serie A. And, you know, Liverpool will be identified as their toughest opponents in the group, but also, having us at home is the easiest version of that tie for
them. Totally. And I think from their perspective, I mean, from my perspective tonight, I'm thinking, well, we discussed on the final word yesterday, on the build-up show, you know, this is our toughest Champions League game in the whole of the group, out of the six of them. So for us to get this out of the way, even if we get out of there with a draw tonight, that's not the worst result in the world, because we've got the toughest away game. Well, we've got the toughest away game out of the way, but also it's an improvement on last year. We've got a point where we couldn't pick up a point last year. From their perspective, they'll be looking at it going, well, we kind of need to win tonight because match day five, we've got to go to Anfield, and that's a tough place to go. So they're going to be bang up for it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's going to be a hell of a game. All right, so we did the build-up show over on the Red Men TV YouTube channel. Chris was very confident in this. We were both quite conservative in our score predictions, which reading a tweet from Andrew Beasley, who is a great follower on Twitter, at BassTuneToRed, Liverpool's previous away wins in the Champions League group stage via LFC history, another fantastic follow, by the way. It's been 11 years since Liverpool won at a team from a Big Five league. So in the group stage, because immediately I went, we won games. I was like, no. In the group stage. And it also tells you a little bit about how hard our group was
last season. Prior to that.
But yeah, so you're looking at those. That put the shits up me.
Well, I mean, we haven't been there for half the time, have we? I mean, 14-15, we had Real Madrid, and we lost away at Real Madrid. Okay, shoot us. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, okay, granted. Yeah, granted, there's a significant...
There's context to this. Between the year 2009 and 2017, we were in the Champions League once.
Yeah.
So...
Fair play.
Yeah.
Fair play. Absolutely sound. But it's interesting, and it goes, I think, a long way to saying, we talk a lot about our Liverpool. You can tell this is a good Liverpool side that we've constructed because they break records along the way. And every time Liverpool win a game at the moment, it's triggering a new record previously. And this is the kind of thing that Liverpool are going to have to do. And it will be a great sign of how far we've come if we're able to go and get a result. And that's why I was keen to stress on the build-up. Look, I'd be bang up for Liverpool smacking Napoli everywhere. But the most important thing here is to remember the group stages are not the be-all and end-all. It's a league.
You need to get through it however you can. Look at last year as the prime example. Let's be honest. We probably got a bit lucky last year in the sense of we got 9 points. That doesn't often... You know, if 9 points normally can be in a situation where it's not enough to get you through the group. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I got another quick one before we get on to comments, of course. Something I want to draw people's attention to is that Sky Sports News tweet from back in 2016, it's done the rounds again, and it's about Liverpool agreeing a £30 million fee with Southampton for Sadio Mane. The comments are just absolutely glorious, and if you're looking for something to occupy yourself this afternoon, have a look. £30 quid for Mane. Oh my god, football is ruined.
Not sure.
Since I've got this, better not be true. I'm getting a refund on my membership. I'd rather play for Millwall than buy him for £30 million, says one. And then obviously you've got people coming back and replying more recently and stuff, but £30 million, are you mental? £50 million at least, nothing but a pace merchant. Rather have Walcott over him all day. Absolutely.
That's a goal.
And one someone saying, a United Joey here saying, ha 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 ha, meanwhile we signed Mkhitaryan for the same price.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Glorious. Si, have you got a couple of comments for us?
Yes, I have. Just a second. I got through a little bit. I'll tell something might happen then. I'll tell you about it in a minute. So we've got a couple of super chats. One of them made me laugh at the start. Maka M says, do you think Klopp has changed his tactics from the show? I sometimes think you guys change his mind sometimes throughout last season. It could just be me, but a lot of your theory.
I've been shaking my head for the entire time that everyone listens to the podcast version of this. No. Look, Jürgen Klopp, he told me several times that he watches what we do, but he doesn't watch this shit. Like, he watches celebrations and vlogs. And you know, and the fun.
There's no way he gets home from a game and goes, "Oh, it's what's the final word?"
Him and Pep Landers don't sit there and go, "Oh no, actually, I'd not really thought of it from that perspective. Maybe we should be switching things around." Nah, I mean, it would be amazing, but also really scary if that was the case. Because let's be perfectly honest, we don't really know what we're talking about. We're just fans who love Liverpool and like talking about them. So.
Do you reckon they're dying for Chris's stats and tactics every week? Please tell us what we're doing.
Don't explain.
He's right. By God, he's right. Let's do that again. But if you do want to know more insights about Liverpool, the one person who does know what he's talking about is Chris Page. Does have the stats and tactics show on the redmentv.com. He does goals explained on YouTube, but he dives into the depth and detail on the website, so go and check that out. Got one more for us.
Well, got another super chat. Ben Pryor. Ben Kelly is back. I have missed him greatly. Thanks for the follow on Twitter. I loved your opinions on the final word, Joe. Keep it up.
Thank you very much. Miss me greatly. Greatly. Yeah. There you go. Not just miss me, greatly.
I've seen a lot of you the last 2 days, Ben.
Brilliant.
Ben's Thanks, Paul. Yeah. Ben and all the shows we've done so far. The final word there is on the Redmen TV. We have got the Reds News Roundup show, which is basically a lot of the stuff that we talk about on these news shows, blowing out into long form depth and discussion. And we talk really interesting discussion we had today, which I thought that you led really well, Ben, was talking about, like, you seeing Ryan Kent come out and express that he was lied to about Liverpool. We had the Bobby Duncan stuff, and how Liverpool handling the youth talent, and are we doing it in the right way? So yeah, go over and watch that this afternoon on the redmentv.com. Don't forget to go and check out theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. Do take them up on that wonderful 50% off their yearly subscription price offer and get more fantastic Liverpool insight there as well. Other than that, thank you very much. We'll be back later after the Napoli game, hopefully with big smiles on our face and the first 3 points towards our Champions League defence in the bag. See you all soon. Ta-ra.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.